of Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Get your glimpse. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Couldn't keep from coming on. another shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You just get numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same.
eat is 3 a.m. You've been fishing in the sea. You smell like a whale and you're lit like a Christmas tree. You're so in love with her, why are you calling me? You wanna see her. Of
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I am here this morning with my good friend and fellow exec board member, Hunter Howard. Say good morning.
Am I really here, though? Is anybody am I alive? Can we get a doctor to check? Because I'm 100% not sure myself.
No, you're definitely here. And tell me, how was your homecoming?
Yesterday it definitely happened. I'm pretty sure because we're here today and we're existing.
You made it.
I don't remember a whole lot. I'll put it that way. What I do remember was a lot of fun. I did lose my jacket at ZBT.
That's a bummer.
Along with the photos that we took.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get Dan to bring those back. But other than that, it was good. And the concert was also very very lit. I unfortunately, once I got home after that, I could not muster the strength to do anything besides, you know, lay down in bed and take my pants off. But other than that, yeah, it was a good day. How about you? How was your homecoming? I mean, I know I saw you, but...
Well, what was I doing? I was...
good question.
I was with you at the game.
Right.
Then after the game, I was at ZBT with you as well.
Right.
And after that, I fell asleep for a good chunk of time. Woke up.
There you go.
Got some shawarma in Davis Square. And what else? And then didn't go into Boston. I just was not feeling motivated. I just stayed around campus.
I felt bad because I know that there was that party at the Royale, which apparently was pretty bumping. But admittedly, like... there was little that could have been... Because I already had to rally that day from, like, between the football game to the concert itself.
Right.
And when I woke up around... I think I woke up at, like, 6:30 and the concert's at 8.
Mm-hmm.
I was already in pretty bad shape. But through, like, a concoction of, like, Red Bull and Chinese food and other, you know, aids, I managed to bring myself back up to the point where I was able to even attend the concert. So once I got back from that, I was like...
How was it?
You know, I was surprised because...
Waka Flocka was on campus last night for anyone who's listening that wants context.
Yeah, Michael Christmas and Waka Flocka had a concert last night. And, you know, for a concert that sold out in 80 minutes, I honestly thought it was going to be a lot more populated than it was. And I was having this discussion with my housemate before I left that, you know, what was weird was that I've been to, I think, the Cage Rage my freshman and sophomore year. And the crowd there was just about the same size, if not even a little bigger those years than it was, I feel like, when I was at Waka. And maybe it's just because I was, like, more aware of it.
You hype it turns people off. They're not going to be...
So.
They're drunk from home. Excuse me. They maybe consumed beverages of a certain nature during the day. And when they want to go out, there's the idea of a giant mob crowd also isn't super appealing,
right?
I feel like, so.
I mean, and a lot of people do fall off after, you know, the day itself. I mean, to rally like that, it really takes a lot of like internal fortitude. Like, you gotta really wanna be there. And I think that you know, it was a great show, and don't get me wrong, like, Waka put on a great concert, and you know, the vibe was really cool the whole night. But you know, compared to other Cage Rages, there really wasn't as much, like, besides the concert to do. You know, sometimes they have like booths and stuff like that. Not to like,
well, they had to blow their budget, you know, out of the water.
Yeah, no,
so.
that's true. And you know, props definitely to Concert Board for putting together this concert. I gotta say, it was definitely a really great show. I just thought that, you know, it was gonna be like packed. I thought with 1500 tickets and them all being sold out that the whole place was going to be swarmed the whole time.
Right.
That wasn't the case, you know. It was you know, the crowd was only like 5-6 bodies deep.
Yeah.
Like, especially towards the end. But it was, yeah, I'm definitely happy with how it went. I would say that it was successful, and I'm looking forward to see what they do with the new kind of rebranding in the years to come.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, we have about 20 minutes before the starts. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I'll do a little donations drive PSA now.
Ooh,
for both
one.
Of us. So yeah. donate.wmfo.org. We've got a donations drive going on now, and we would love your support.
Oh yeah, it's really, really important. We are you know, the more money that we can raise through this donations drive, just the more events that we're able to put on, the more DJ outreach we're able to do, and just, you know, able to keep up the station. I mean,
right.
you have to imagine, you know, for those of you out there, there are so many individual tiny pieces of technology that, like, get put together in some sort of system to make this work. Don't ask me any about the specifics. I don't know. But, you know, and to make sure that all those things are working and to, you know, do all the things that we want to do, it, you know, the community support is vital. So please, yes, if at all, you're at all able, go to donate.wmfo.org. And yes, we have prizes. We have all sorts of stuff. So check it out.
Great. We'll see if we can squeeze in 4 more tracks in before our WMFO exec meeting. You're listening to, again, WMFO in Medford. This is an alternating time, so next week you'll be here with Socialist Alternative Radio, but for today you are here with DJ JD Acker and Hunter Howard. So thanks for listening, and let's see what track we've got next. I've queued something that almost made it onto the album bracket, which maybe we'll have time to discuss later.
Oh boy.
Listen up.
I
was I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. Then you had Hong Kong Garden, and before that, Modest Mouse. Yeah, what else were we talking about? We had mentioned the album Bracket,
aka the most contentious subject that we currently deal with here at the station. I mean, it was opening a can of worms in the beginning, and that's and we kind of knew that was going to be the case. But the idea is that we put together, everybody's given their submissions of what they consider to be the top album, the best album, and we have a bracket through which we argue and disqualify an album, two albums a week.
Yeah, we're doing two a week, but we also we'll do a loser's bracket as well, so we can have an official full ranking.
Right, and you know, as you can imagine, this is a very difficult task. I mean, and it's really brought the blood to boil. In the meetings, it's definitely gets pretty loud in that room anytime anybody brings up why American football should or should not be on. Or
this week was American football against Good Kid, Mad City,
which is like, I mean, okay. Good Kid, Mad City I think if you were trying to put anything against it, you would need to put like one of the top five albums in that genre to beat it. And that's why I think that it's like it's gonna go pretty far, just because not people are willing to say that like other albums are good, but to be good enough to beat Good Kid, Mad City, you basically have to say that this particular album is better than one of the best rap albums of all time.
Yeah,
which is huge. And I mean, I don't actually, who was American Football by? I'm not
American Football.
Okay,
self-titled.
So I don't even know anything about.
And then what was them. The first Relish and Relish by Joan Osborne, and what was the second album?
I forget.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. It was Alt-J.
Alt-J, right. And then it was an awesome wave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not into Alt-J personally.
I liked that album. Like, I
just feel like it's elevator music to me, honestly. I don't know.
See, I don't know where to put it. And that's, I guess that comes from the fact that, like, I do like Alt-J, and I do like the album, but I know that it's very, like, person to person.
True.
Like, it's not a universal sound, and, like, some people, it's like a Bon Iver, I guess. I didn't know this, but, like, there are some people who just don't get it at all. And
right.
More power to them. I mean, hey, everybody's tastes are different, but that's why I think that it's going to be, like, albums like Good Kid, Mad City, or albums like, Channel Orange, Frank Ocean's on there.
Yeah. And then some choices, I just felt like, of the artist, to choose an album to represent some of these artists, some of the albums chosen, I do not agree that are the best. They're the best album by that artist. Like Reflector is not the best Arcade Fire album.
Yeah,
it's just not in my opinion. And I think, I don't know. I just feel like it's not. We shall see. We shall see what comes down.
We shall see.
So we'll inform you. I'll try to inform you at my radio show at Thursday at 10 a.m. this week what the results were for this initial week, who moves on, and that's between American Football, Good Kid, Mad City, and Relish by Joan Osborne, and the Alt-J album. So, anyways, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I have one more track lined up, and then I'll probably swing on to Automation because we've got a meeting to get to.
Yes, we do.
To hopefully get some business. Good events planned for all you loyal listeners and community members who want to get involved in the station. We're also training right now. You can always reach out to training at WMFO.org if you're interested in getting involved at the station.
That's true.
Especially on the ops side, we're always looking for people who want to tinker around and join us here in this wonderful world of freeform. So one more track here. Stay tuned. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
right. So that's like my ultimate Americana track there. You had Lucero's A Dangerous Thing. I'm going to put on one more Sex Pistols song, and then I'm going to scoot on by. So stay tuned, WMFO in Medford. Good to have you with us, as always.